It is Teacher Appreciation Week here at KORN News Radio, talking with the Tom Rice, Superintendent of Menoas. They got about a month left in their school year. Tom, how are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Kind of looking back at where you guys were in August and September, did the year go fast considering everything that maybe expected or didn't expect? How have things gone here past 9 months?
It's crazy how, at my age, every year seems to go faster, mm-hmm. but with the circumstances, this year absolutely flew by.
Kind of, mask mandate, social distancing, all that, how did those things work? Did you put any of those things in place, and where'd you start the year at?
Well, you know, we had attempted to do some of that, but then in talks with the school board and the community, we strongly encouraged masks, and then we did work on social distancing within our rooms, you name it. We followed the South Dakota High School Activities Association protocol when it came to activities, and we really, as a school and community, we just really talked about step back a second, take a breath. What is it that we really need to do? And we really had, I would tell you, some good fortune, mm-hmm. as well as we didn't have too many students out of school or anything like that. But we did have to do a lot of contact tracing this year.
When you look at what you guys have done at Menno, how much time did you spend talking to other superintendents, other principals at other schools around your area, and kind of what they were doing and kind of sharing what you guys were doing?
Well, I tell you what, it really it dominated superintendent discussions, mm-hmm. at some of the meetings that we would have in Mitchell. And then even my other principal, when he was having principal meetings in Sioux Falls, it really did dominate the discussion in spite of other items that we needed to talk about as well.
You feel like anything maybe got put on the back burner this year that you maybe like to see, whatever it is as far as things, because you were so concentrated on just getting through the school year?
I would believe that any superintendent would tell you yes to that question. You know, we are talking about the vision of our district, mm-hmm. Curriculum, how are our students doing in school, you name it. Those are some things that get put on the back burner, and you really just need to focus on the social-emotional, mm-hmm. Learning, and also I would call it the social-emotional living of the students and the teachers to make sure that they're doing okay.
Tom Rice, Superintendent of Menno, joins us here on KORN as they start to wrap up their school year. How much online learning has there been in Menno, and how has that kind of been implemented?
Well, we did do online learning. We continued with what was put in place here in March by Dr. Crosswaite, and then we continued with that option for students and families who were maybe a little fearful about coming back. We opened our doors on time, but our teachers had to teach in what I would call dual platforms, in person and virtual. We ran that way through the first semester, and then we discontinued it at the end of the third quarter. The only circumstance that we would have gone online for would have been for a COVID case or for close contacts. So in the fourth quarter, we've had to do that twice with a very small number of students.
I'm sure some students prefer online, some prefer in person, but it seems like most people I've talked to, you just can't replicate that in person teaching, that contact with the teacher.
No, absolutely. One of the books that I've been reading lately, called The Learning Leader by Douglas Reeves, he really advocates for in-class learning. We understand that technology is a great tool, but there is nothing that trumps excellent teaching in the classroom.
Tom Rice joins us here, Superintendent in Menno. You got your proms, you got graduation coming up next month. How is the preparation for those big events gone, and how much different is it from maybe last year at this time?
Full speed ahead,
yep.
is what we're doing.
Yep.
We really had no limitations at any activities during basketball season or during track. Again, we are really advocating for doing your best to social distance. Wear your masks if you feel like you would like to. Just basic, be clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
all of that stuff. But we are not limiting anything when it comes to graduation or prom.
We talk about the students and the teachers, everybody in the district, but about the community, what's their reaction been, and how big a part has the Menno community been in getting through this year?
The Menno community is flat out awesome. our people, our businesses, the whole community in general. This is a community that has great pride, not only in the community but in the school, and they have been willing to do whatever we have asked them to do during the pandemic.
Tom Rice joins us, superintendent in Menno, starting to wrap up the year. Anything else, Tom? Is again, sounds like a pretty quick year, and you really didn't know what to expect, but things probably went to as well as they possibly could have.
Well, you know, this is my 15th year in administration, but my first as a superintendent, and heck of a way to start off as the leader of an entire district with the pandemic. But again, I can only give kudos to my staff. We have a lot of teachers here who have been here 20 years or longer. They're committed to the district. They're committed to the community. They are stakeholders. And so our big thing was, let's take care of one another so that we can take care of our kids. They're still number one when it comes to what we're doing here.
Tom Rice joins us from Menno. Tom, thanks a lot here, and enjoy your final month.
Blessings to you as we get towards the end.